Okay, so picture this. Your dog, right? Raring to go, wants to play fetch, but they've got that bum leg. You know, it's like, ugh, heartbreaking to see. But what if, and stay with me here, what if there was a way to help with those aches and pains? Not with pills or anything, but with light.
Light.
Yeah, light. We're talking lasers, but not like Star Wars lasers. This is photobiomodulation therapy, PBMT. It's a mouthful, I know, but we're going to break it all down, figure out if it's really all it's cracked up to be.
I'm intrigued. It's definitely a hot topic these days. A lot of owners are looking for ways to manage their dog's pain, especially chronic pain, like with osteoarthritis, without relying on medication long term. You know, those can be tough on a dog's system, especially as they get older.
Absolutely. And elbow osteoarthritis, that's a big one, right? So that's what we're really honing in on today. There's this study from the Canadian Veterinary Journal, and they did a really rigorous trial. You know how important that is. Got to make sure the results are legit.
For sure. Got to have that solid evidence.
Exactly. So they took 20 dogs, all with pre-existing elbow osteoarthritis, divided them randomly into two groups. One group got the PBMT treatment, the other a placebo.
The placebo group, that's key, right? That's how you know if it's actually the treatment working or just like a placebo effect.
Totally. But now I gotta ask, how does shining a light, even a fancy laser light, how does that help a sore elbow?
So it all comes down to what's happening at the cellular level. It's actually pretty fascinating.
Okay, lay it on me, I'm all ears.
PBMT basically stimulates the cells to produce more energy. Like it targets this very specific part of the cell that's responsible for creating energy. And when those cells get a boost, well, that can lead to less pain, reduced inflammation, even promote healing.
So it's like giving those cells a jump start.
Exactly. A cellular jump start. And this study wanted to see if that jump start actually translated into real, noticeable relief for dogs dealing with osteoarthritis.
So did it work? Like, come on, did shining this light on these dogs actually make a difference? Did it help?
Okay, so here's the thing. They didn't just like, you know, shine a light and say, how's it feel? They got kind of scientific with it, tracked a few key things.
Okay, good, good. I like scientific.
Right. So first, they looked at how much those dogs were relying on NSAIDs, like how much pain meds were they needing?
Makes sense. The whole point is to maybe find something better, right?
Exactly. Then they also checked out like actual lameness scores. Vets have a way of actually measuring how much a dog's limping. It's not just eyeballing it.
Okay, so we're getting technical.
Yeah. And then on top of that, they use this thing. It's called the Helsinki Chronic Pain Index. It's basically a fancy questionnaire, but it's for owners to rate like their dog's pain levels.
Interesting. So they're getting it from all sides, the vet's view, the owner's observations, and the meds.
Right. They wanted the whole picture. You want to know the really cool part?
Hit me.
Those dogs, the ones getting the actual PBMT, not the placebo. 82% of them were able to cut back on their NSAID dosage by at least half.
Huh.
Half.
Whoa, 82%. That's huge. And like we were saying, those long-term painkillers, they can take a toll, especially on our older pups. So less reliance on those, that's a major win in my book.
Right. But it gets better because it wasn't just about needing fewer pills. Both the lameness scores, so what the vets were seeing and what the owners reported on that Helsinki index, they both showed significant improvement in the PBMT group.
So it wasn't just like in their heads, these dogs were actually moving better.
Exactly. It was making a real difference for them. They were genuinely more comfortable.
Okay, I gotta ask, are we all supposed to go out and buy laser pointers now? Is that the takeaway here?
Hold on, hold on. We got to be realistic here. This was a well-designed study, don't get me wrong, but it was small. Only 20 dogs.
That's not a lot of dogs.
No, it's not. And, you know, dogs are individuals, just like us. Different breeds, different levels of, you know, how bad their osteoarthritis is. They might respond differently to this kind of treatment.
So, exciting, but not a magic bullet.
Not just yet, no. We need more research, bigger studies. This is just the first step, really.
Totally, more to come.
Yeah.
So it sounds like PBMT's got potential, but what about like other issues? Is it just elbows or are they looking at this for other things in dogs?
Oh no, PBMT research is everywhere. They're looking at it for healing after
Yeah.
surgery in dogs. There's even some interesting stuff with skin conditions.
Wow, so this could have way more uses than we even realize right now. I mean, it really is something else when you think about it. Like all this potential from something as basic as light, especially when it comes to keeping our dogs healthy and, you know, happy.
It really is pretty amazing. And I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking, okay, this PBMT sounds good and all, but what does it actually mean for like me and my dog right
Yeah.
now?
Right. We got to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. So I think that the key thing here is PBMT is looking really promising as a safe treatment. You know, that's the most important thing. And effective, it seems to really be effective. And not just for, you know, our example today, elbow osteoarthritis, but maybe for a whole bunch of different things.
So many possibilities.
Right. And of course, more research is always good. Always need more research. But from what we're seeing in this study, there's a lot to be optimistic about, you know?
Yeah. Less reliance on painkillers, dogs moving better, less pain. I mean, sign me up.
Exactly. Although, and this is important, every dog is different, obviously. So best thing is always to talk to your vet, figure out the best way to, you know, help your own furry friend. But this stuff with the PBMT, it definitely gives you something to talk about at those vet visits.
Oh, for sure. It's like new options, new tools in the toolbox, you know. Well, on that note, I think we've done our deep dive into this whole world of PBMT for canine elbow osteoarthritis. It's pretty amazing stuff when you think about it. From those first few steps that are like painful to watch your dog take to a happy, joyful leap for that old tennis ball, seems like light might just be the thing that helps them feel better, you know? And who knows, maybe there's even more out there, more things we haven't even like thought of yet when it comes to helping our pets. Pretty exciting stuff.